This morning, we're going to read from the book of Ezekiel, part of chapter 33, and we're going to read about a watchman and what the job of a watchman is. Now, we have a picture here of what a watchman in the ancient world might have looked like. So take a look at this picture of this watchman. Do you see what he's doing in this picture? He is blowing on a shofar, it's called. So as we read about what the job of a watchman is in Ezekiel 33, you can keep this picture in mind because this may be a good depiction of what a watchman does, and especially the one described here in Ezekiel 33. So keep this in mind and see if it helps you think about the job of a watchman. Son of man, speak to the sons of thy people, and say to them, if the people of the land take one man from within their limits, and put him for a watchman for them, and he sees the sword come on the land, and he sounds the shofar, and warns the people, and the hearer hear the voice of the shofar, and take not warning, and the sword come and take him, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the voice of the shofar and took not warning, but he who takes warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman should see the sword coming and not sound the shofar, and the people are not warned, if the sword come and take a soul from among them, he is taken in his iniquity, but his blood will I require from the hand of the watchman. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Now, did you hear what it says a watchman should do if he see the sword coming? If he sees enemies to come to attack the city, yes? What should he do? Sound the shofar. Is that what you're going to say too? And this is a shofar right here. A horn from an animal that's hollowed out. And then when the watchman blows on it, it sends out a very loud and clear message. And what do you think the message is to the people who hear the watchman sounding the shofar? Yes?
It means there's enemies coming.
And they need to get their army ready to protect them. So when they hear the shofar, yep, they need to get their building protected so that they can protect themselves, yes? Protect themselves. That's what the watchman helps the people do by sounding the shofar, is protect themselves. Now, did you hear what it says if the watchman doesn't do his job? It says that if people are hurt and the watchman doesn't do his job and that's why they're hurt, then the harm that comes to the people is the watchman's fault too. Does that make sense? That if your job is to alert people, we need to get the military ready to defend the city, and you don't do it, doesn't it make sense that it's his fault if people get hurt? Now, we can think of when watchmen do their job where we are here. We have watchmen that keep the country safe. We have watchmen who are in the military that will let us know if there's anything that could harm the country, and they do a very good job of keeping us safe, don't they? We've been very lucky in this country to have wonderful watchmen who keep us safe to make sure that we don't get hurt by enemies. Now, we can also think of watchmen on an individual level. We all have very good watchmen on an individual level too, don't we? You can think maybe you've heard the sound of the shofar yourself. What if you pick up something, maybe a tool or something that's dangerous for a young child to hold? Have you heard the sound of the shofar saying, put that down, that could hurt you? Or maybe a younger brother or sister has done the same thing and you've heard the sound of that shofar warning against danger. Or maybe you can think of an example when a little one has put something in their mouth or is about to, and again, you hear that warning, don't you? Because your parents and adults who are taking care of you are your watchmen. Their job is to keep you safe and to warn you of things that could hurt you.
I bought a rifle.
Yeah. And there are, in the heavenly doctrine, we learn that there are spiritual watchmen too. And spiritual watchmen warn us. But you know what they warn us about? They warn us about the things that can hurt us spiritually. And when they sound the shofar, they sound the word of the Lord. And this has happened to us too. If you're in the middle of saying something you shouldn't say, or doing something you shouldn't do, or taking something you shouldn't take, you've heard the sound of the shofar before. You've heard adults or parents say, you shouldn't do that because it'll hurt another person or will hurt you. That's the sound of the shofar, the sound of the watchman. So when we think of Ezekiel 33 and think of the job of a watchman, we can be very, very grateful that we have wonderful watchmen both in the country and in our neighborhoods that keep us safe in our physical bodies. But we can also be very grateful that the Lord is also the greatest watchman of all, because in the Word and in the heavenly doctrine, He gives us the truths that can be sounded like a shofar when we might be doing something that is going to harm ourselves or others. Amen. Amen.